Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, June 14th. The grains closed lower with July corn down 4¾ cents at 607¾. The December corn was down 2 cents, 549¼. July wheat down 6 cents at 630¼. July beans down 11 cents, 1388¼. But the November's finished up a half a cent at 1240. We opened lower off the rains around Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. We came back to trade higher on the day. At one point, corn was up about 6-7 cents. The wheat really never traded higher during the day. The beans never traded, July never traded higher, but the November's at one point were up about 6 cents. I think it's what I've been saying for a while now, that when we get some rains, they're not real heavy, market's going to break, and the pros are going to step up and buy it. When we get talk of hot, dry weather, they're going to sell it again, wait for somebody to put rains in the forecast, and they're just going to trade it, but from a long bias, in my opinion, out here. The Fed came out and left interest rates unchanged. They're talking about two more interest rate hikes before the end of the year. So I think that, I don't think we've finished with these interest rates yet. The Dow Jones didn't take the news well. It's down 375. The bonds are up a half a basis point. Not sure why. But overall, it really didn't have any effect on the grains out here. So we had these rains in Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. The Ohio rains particularly helpful out here, but not drought busting. The next 10 days looks dry. The next 30 to 60 days looks dry. The export sales tomorrow, they're looking for 325 on the wheat, 400 on the corn, and 625 on the beans, with a high end there of about 900,000. Now, if we get anywhere near that high end, I think that's going to be pretty positive for the grains out here. So overall, a little sell-off with the rains. The markets need to take a little bit of a breather here, and I think that we can see higher prices. The November beans, this was the third day. Let me double check that. This was the third day on the day chart that they haven't filled the gap, and the market certainly looks poised to move higher to me. So I think these markets, still look pretty good, but I still think it's a little bit of a trading affair out. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. And the other thing is, December corn has, it's been 3 days since we left the gap. That's a pretty positive sign out here as well. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.